Oh, all right. Well, you are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. That was the Luckouts, who are doing a show at Corktown Tavern on Friday night with Loudmouth Babies, the Farleys, and the Wet Wipes. It has gotten quiet in the studio. We've had some technical difficulties, so we are going to be delaying our live performance for just a matter of a few minutes while they work out some of their problems. I believe it's actually one of the musicians' instruments, so they're trying to get it fixed right now. But in the meantime, Stone Soul, I've got a show this weekend. In fact, they're going to be releasing a single up at the Pike Room called Bad Man's Blues. But I've got something that is an EP of theirs. And, it does. As I Dream is the name of the tune I've queued up to play. And Friday night, they're playing up in Pontiac at the Pike Room.
Yeah.
As I Dream by Red Stone Soul, and they've got a show up at Plymouth at the Pike Room this Friday night. We're having a little bit of some issues where we are trying to get some equipment repaired. In the meantime, we've got the CD, brand new CD from Citizen Smile, ready to give a sample of that. Or here, Mr. White, you want to explain what's going on?
Yes, we're on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now. We have Citizen Smile in the studio. Guys, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, guys. All right. They are here. They have one problem, though. They're plugged in. They're ready to go. They got their instruments out. In fact, can you jangle some of those guitars? But
we got to practice our jangling.
All right. But their drummer just broke his drum head, so they're on the lookout. Alan and their drummer have gone to another building looking for a drum. But while we're waiting, Citizen Smile, what have you brought to the studio for us today?
We brought our new full length record that we're going to be releasing November 22nd at the Loving Touch.
Whoa. So this is like a 2-month advance.
I'm just saying, you're the only people that have it.
Okay, now you said record, but is it going to be a CD or is it going to be vinyl?
It's a CD. As of right now, it's just a CD. Perhaps we'll press.
Record just sounds nicer than a CD.
We like the idea of a record because we wrote it as a whole and not just a bunch of songs. It's like the idea of...
It's an album.
There you go.
That's a good concept, what an album is. All right, so we've got one queued up while we're trying to get your equipment in shape. Oh, Alan's coming in the door right now.
All right, we'll play
so
one song.
So let's play... What do you want to play?
Why? In fact, you suggested what you felt.
What you felt.
We'll get it on.
Do you remember when you told me you loved me in the backseat of my car? I kissed you gently on the lips and then I cried in the backseat of my car. Inside.
the brand new Citizen Smile record, and we have Citizen Smile right here in our studios.
Hey, guys.
Ah,
hey.
There you are.
Nice. Well, that sounded pretty darn good.
Thank you. We're pretty excited about it.
And that is a radio exclusive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It won't be available till when?
November 22nd.
Wow. Wow.
Well, we're not even playing that song live yet.
In fact, would you like to introduce Citizen Smile?
Yeah, we're Citizen Smile. I'm James Brown. I play guitar and sing.
And he's hard. He's the hardest working man on radio.
My name's Corey Kopchick. I play guitar and sing as well.
I'm Ricky Regrow. I play bass and sing every once in a while. And go ahead, Nick.
My name's Nick Ventadoya.
That's Nick back there in the drum kit. Well, helping us out because Will couldn't be with us today.
All right. Well, you guys are ready to go now. We got your drummer, a brand new drum, or at least a replacement for today.
Yeah.
What are you going to start off with?
We're going to play a song. It's actually the opener on the album. It's called A Good Man.
Fades into the back. Woo!
Right. Very nice.
All right, you guys sound great going over the air right now.
Awesome, thanks.
So, in fact, do you have some big shows coming up? I know you do.
We do. We have a show October 19th at the Old Miami with Almost Free.
Almost Free and George Morris.
Both awesome, awesome bands.
They are.
And then we also have the big record release, November 22nd, at...
Loving Touch.
Thanks.
In Ferndale.
Nice save.
All right, and what's the best way for people to get a hold of Citizen Smile?
Well, I guess you can grab us. We're pretty elusive, but hands tend to work best, maybe gloves, probably rubber, because we slip in and out of things very easily.
Silver bullets, you can get us down for sure with one of those.
Yeah, or wooden stakes, I guess.
Yep, garlic cloves.
But you can also go on Facebook.
Oh, thanks. That's you. Yeah,
thanks.
Facebook.
Thanks, James. Yeah.
Right now, just Facebook, but when the record comes out, it'll be all over.
We also have a band camp that we use quite regularly. You can go on there and listen to all of our albums that are out right now. You can stream all of them on there. So
really?
Who knew?
Truly.
All right. And that website at Bandcamp is just Citizen Smile?
That one's probably Citizen Smile.
You can get a link to it through our Facebook.
Yeah, just Google it and you'll
it's
find it.
It's probably bandcamp.com/citizensmile or citizensmile/bandcamp.com.
Well, in fact, right now we don't need that because we have you live here in the studio.
There you go.
That's right.
And we can get it right now, right here. What's it going to be?
We're going to play a song called A Plan.
That's a plan. Quick one.
Stop there.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's busy. You have a lot of effects or something going on, some like wavy stuff.
Yeah, that would be me. That would be my phase pedal.
Wait, stay away from that brand name.
Can we say brand names of instruments?
Well, perhaps. In fact, yes. In fact, a lot of times our listeners like to know what you're playing.
That's an MXR Phase 90.
And a lot of other stuff.
And a lot of other pedals.
In fact, what kind of guitar are you playing that?
This is an Explorer, an Epiphone Explorer.
And what kind of amp you got?
That is a Fender Hot Rod Deluxe.
All right.
And James.
James Brown.
Hey, what are you playing?
I'm playing a Fender Telecaster, also through a Fender Deluxe. And I pretty much have a Barber LTD on at all times for my overdrive.
All right. And Bassman, what do you
Bassman, got? Bassman, Ricky, playing the Gibson Grabber 2 2009 reissue, one of 350 ever made.
Whoa.
Whoa. It's hot.
And what are you playing that through? It's big.
It's an Ampeg Heritage Series SVT Classic, also one of 350 ever made.
And it's big, man. It's real big.
Serious stuff.
And you've got a standby drummer, so.
And we didn't give him a microphone.
Yeah. Drummers never get mics.
He's playing a Gretsch three-piece.
All right.
Plus
Catalina Club.
With a borrowed snare.
That's right. We've got to give credit to Henry Ford Community College and their music department for supplying an extra drum here. I believe we can do that. So, while Alan Cantino is giving a little bit of a direction. And
So you mentioned how that song, it's kind of busy and it kind of stops a lot. When we wrote that, we were really into an album called Champ by Tokyo Police Club. That was kind of a big influence on that song in particular, and kind of on a lot of the album, really.
In fact, what are some of your other influences?
Other influences? Not a Surf. We're really into Not a Surf. What else, Corey?
Don't know.
He's too busy with his effects.
Yeah, he really takes after the Edge from U2's effects.
I like to wear, a black beanie all the time, and
not a style, but his sound.
Well, I can tell you on a radio, he is wearing one right now, and
you wouldn't know if he's telling the truth, people.
That's right.
True. It's radio.
Hey, you'll have to go to the show and find out for sure.
There you go.
While he's got that black beanie on, what kind of music can you guys give us?
We're gonna play a song called "People I've Done Wrong."
Make out a list. We'll be right back.
thinking, what am I doing? Yeah, if there is no one, am I just writing, am I just living? Oh, if there's just nothing, what am I singing, what am I doing?
It's those sharp stops we've got here.
That's what we're all about.
Catching us by surprise.
So for people who are just tuning in, we got Citizen Smile in the house, and we've still got quite a bit of music, so can we just keep it rolling?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play a love song called Leslie. It's about my wife, whose name is not Leslie.
You're the only one for me. You're the only one for me. You're the only one. Leslie, I like the way you like me. Smile when you brush your teeth.
For me. And that's it. No more for me's. That's all right. We're going to keep it moving along here on Motor City Live Drive at 5.
There we go.
I don't
okay.
think there's a drive.
Ah, there we go.
Yes. Okay, I got myself on now. And thank you for covering for me.
Oh, yeah. Anytime.
All right.
That'll be $50.
Whoa. You think Corey has a future in this?
All right, put down my tab. All right. Now, the best way to catch these guys is to see them live. Now, you won't be able to see them this week. But when is the next time people can catch Citizen Smile?
Next time we're playing is October 19th at the Old Miami with George Morrison, Almost Free. And the CD release show is November 22nd at the Loving Touch of Ferndale.
All right. In fact, have you got some more music for us now?
We do. I think we're going to play On My Way Back Home. Does that sound good, guys?
Sounds real good.
Okay, we're going to do that.
I'm on my way back home. 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 I don't know how my neighbors will greet me, but I'm on my way back home. I'm on my way back home.
Now that was a little bit different. I know it's you didn't start out with the drums.
Yeah, no, that's it's a very different song. It's kind of an emotional song.
And I noticed your Rick, your bass player, was over playing drums at the end.
Yeah, I needed to do something to help the song, but playing bass wasn't the right answer. So helped out on the floor tom.
All right, he's multitasking.
Okay.
And
I feel as if someone should know that the mic on my amp fell over.
Oh. Okay. You want to check it? Yeah. In fact, it's probably the cord. Yeah. In fact, yeah. I tripped on a cord out there. And almost took a dive, but the mic did instead.
Well, you want to play something from the CD while they get that set up?
It'll only be a second. Oh, it'll just be a second.
Yeah.
In fact, I got a question for you. While they're taking care of that mic, where did the name Citizen Smile come from?
Don't point at me. I wasn't in the band when you guys made it.
I call tuning on this song.
We just picked it, I guess. We drew it out of a hat.
There's really no good story to it. Someone.
My original idea was to call a citizen journalist, but that got nixed.
Okay.
It's just
and
weird.
Keep in mind, this is when you guys were in 10th grade.
We were like 18.
Yeah, something like that. They were in high school when they created this name. So.
Oh, my goodness. So how long has the band been together, or at least James Brown been in the band?
James and Corey have been in the band since...
2005 we started this band.
Since before you were born.
What about that? But.
Since 2005, Corey and I have been in this band, and our first name was a great one called Corey Knows Best.
And I did at the time, I guess.
For one show, he knew best, and then he knew enough to tell us that that was a bad name.
Exactly.
So we changed it.
It's kind of a paradox, really.
Yeah. We didn't realize it was a bad name until after one show. And then I liked this name, but it was kind of corny, too. We were the Hopeless Semantics. You know, a little play on words for an English guy.
Yeah, what an English teacher name.
And no one could remember that name. We were known as A. Hopeless Semantic, Hopelessly Seratics, and something else.
Probably the Hopeless Romantics.
Probably Hopeless Romantics, yeah.
But now we're Citizen Smile, for better or for worse.
All right.
It sounds pretty good.
It's stuck. We'll
make it better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and how much better can you make it?
A lot better.
All right, we'll take it away.
Good answer.
Make it better right now.
This song's called Can't Let Go.
From what was before. And if I can't let go, if I can't let go, would you crawl out of there? If you could come back, if you could come back, still wanna disappear? I'm no good with loss. I'm no good with loss. I'm no good with loss. But when I find my voice, I'll shout. And if I can't let go, if I can't let go, would you crawl out of there? To disappear.
Citizen Smile here in the studio with us today. In fact, what's the best place for people to find your music?
Check us out on Facebook.com.
/ Citizen Smile.
And we have links to other sites that have our music there. That's the best spot to find it, though.
And in fact, you have another CD available, don't you?
Yeah, we've got two EPs and one full length, and all of that is up on our Bandcamp, which there's a link to on the Facebook. You can stream any of that.
All right, and you've got a new record coming out
November.
Yeah, November 22nd. The new album. It's called Everything's Changing and Nothing. That'll be out November 22nd. Releasing that at the Loving Touch.
That's when it drops. Drops from the sky.
All right. In fact, where did
hopefully it doesn't break when it falls, though. So.
In fact, where did you record it at?
We recorded it with Ryan Thomas at Mixed Signals Studio in Waterford. He was really awesome. He really put a lot of time and effort into this album, and he kind of had a producer aspect to it, not just recording it, you know, a guy with a button, but he was kind of really hands-on.
He had a lot of suggestions and really helped shape the way the album came together as a whole.
Ah, in fact, for the songs on the record, do you have a main songwriter, or is it a big band project?
Well, I being James Brown, and probably the main songwriter. Corey usually writes maybe one song for every album.
A year.
Yeah, right. But, you know, a lot of times I will kind of come up with a basic song. You know, I'll have lyrics and I'll have a guitar part, but I write everything on just my acoustic guitar at home. And then when I bring it to the band, it usually turns into a whole different animal. So
usually it starts off as like a caterpillar, and then by the end it's just a full-on rhinoceros.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good analogy, I'm surprised. But because sometimes we'll strip parts, sometimes we'll drop entire sections, and it can end up being totally different than the original one, even look like you couldn't even tell they were ever related.
But they are. They're all distant cousins somehow. I got one more. What do you call a fish without an eye?
What?
A fish. I'm here all night, folks.
Can we play a song now?
We're a band. We play songs. This is another one off the album. It's called It Was Loud. I'm losing my edge, so I'm told. Can't write like I did, I know. But I'm starting to change. Oh, I'm starting to change.
Loud. And I was eyes and slurring all their words.
Now, you mentioned that was off your brand new record.
Yeah, that one's off the new album, and it's actually, that's where the title of the album comes from, Everything's Changing and Nothing. It's kind of a song about, you know, me and Corey growing up in music and kind of trying to figure out who we are and kind of trying to figure out, I don't know, who we are in music and who we are as people and figuring out everything.
All right, well, does that mean you've got it figured out?
Oh, yeah. Figured out enough to sing about it, I guess.
Yeah, Corey knows best.
All right. So should we, how about if we play, we've got about 10 minutes. You want to play another one from the CD and then go out with a live song?
Sure.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. In fact, you've got, what's the next song you've got that you'd like to play from your brand new record?
The song that you guys will be playing off of the album is called Dream Awake.
Okay. And what would you like to tell us anything about it?
It's kind of weird.
I think it'd be a good song for Allstate, so you let me know what you think after.
You're in good hands.
Okay. Here it is, Dream Awake.
Little teaser.
Yeah, next song. As the kids say these days, that's my bad. I like fitting in with the kids these days.
It'd be that.
So we started the wrong track. What track do you think? That was 6. That was on your paperwork.
Yeah, it'll be track 7.
7.
Okay, there
we go. We wrote it down wrong.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Now, we'll give it a try.
Here we go again.
Does that mean no cookies?
We'll think about it.
Dream awake.
Make it all stay.
brand new Citizen Smile. Not even
yeah,
available
yet. This is
yet.
A sneak preview.
Yeah,
won't
did you guys hear that? Make it all stay. You're in good hands.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'll be cool.
But I'm actually saying all stay. Yeah. I want to point out for the record.
That's right.
Make it all stay. It's pretty deep. Pretty deep lyric.
Fair enough.
Okay.
How fact, deep?
Why don't we remind people where they can come and see you live one more time?
Yeah, we're Citizen Smile. You can come see us. Our next show is October 19th at the Old Miami with George Morris and Almost Free. And then we're releasing the new album, Everything's Changing and Nothing. That's being released November 22nd at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
All right. And where can people get a hold of Citizen Smile?
Check us out on Facebook. And from there, there's also a link to our Bandcamp, which has all of our previously released music to check out as well.
All right. In fact, do you have one last song for us?
Yeah, we got one song left. It's called John Jacob. This is actually off of our last EP called Keepsakes. Been staring inside a glass jar for weeks. I've been thinking about air and thoughts in space. I've been hearing your stories in ancient Chinese. Been reaching, but I still can't reach space. And what was your best friend's favorite book? Didn't he read about family, secrets and keepsakes? A knife in the back, so something is wrong. An interpretive dance to a comforting song. I've been dressing myself in suits and ties. I'm locking the door and I'm checking it twice. I've been getting phone calls with no response. My mom tells me I'm crazy, but I know I'm not. And what was your best friend's favorite book? Didn't you read about family, secrets and keepsakes? A knife in the back, so something is wrong. An interpretive dance. Interpretive dance to a comforting.
Citizen Smile, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Next week, we have a band called The Traits, a five-piece psych indie pop rock band. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn. For the next hour, let WHFR Radio take you back in time to when radio mystery drama was king. We now proudly present Old Time Radio Mysteries on 89.3 FM or on the web at WHFR.fm. We are excited to showcase the much-loved radio drama Boston Blackie right here on Old Time Radio Mysteries. The series ran from 1944 to 1950, and we're proud to share it in its entirety every Thursday from 6 until 7. Boston Blackie, a detective in adaptations for films, television, and radio. He is, after all, an enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy episodes of Boston Blackie.